Neil Elbaum says shipping is one of the most important aspects of running a business for any business, with shipping errors influencing the outcome of a business. While most domestic addresses are shipped by land, some can be accommodated or even accelerated by air freight. The Phase V shipping team is considering minimizing customs duties when shipping products to large overseas trade zones. Knowing where your freight is going and assigning the right services to each shipment in advance is an important factor in maximizing your effectiveness and efficiency. Let Phase V help you pack your orders cost-effectively and ship them to more customers, efficiently and promptly. Save money and grow your business with the best shipping services available in your area of expertise. While it is reasonable to build trustworthy relationships, relying on a single carrier to handle all your deliveries can take a lot of time. Find out if your airline is on strike, downsizing its facilities, piling up loads of cargo, and no one moving them. Neil Elbaum says having contact with several airlines to enjoy competitive prices and flexible processes is a smart business practice. If you are not careful, your shipping mistakes can eat up your profits in the long run, especially if you are not careful. An incorrect weight class delivery can end up in a returned package due to insufficient postage costs. This puts your crew in an accelerated cost frenzy, trying to make up for a lost time. If you guess how much your product weighs and actually use a scale to get an exact weight, you can add extra costs if a less, than, truck carrier weighs the package again. If you do not take the time to check your shipper's destination address on the waybill, your shipment may end up where it does not belong. This can lead to time-consuming tracking and even delivery delays. By simply contacting your carrier's freight representative, you can significantly reduce the risk of these easily avoidable transport errors that fall victim to a transport error. As you can imagine, this can be significantly reduced if you simply contact the freight agents of your freight forwarders. While you take a moment to digest these numbers, remember that more people than you think about in the U.S. do so each year. Although Neil Elbaum describes the above-mentioned incidents can also be caused by the negligent conduct of your freight forwarder, you must be fair to them and understand the risks and obligations of a freight forwarder. If this happens, the freight forwarder will be affected, as he will have to deal with his own liability and will be held liable for the incident. The topic of this article is an error, so I would like to outline possible errors on the agent's side and relate them to real-life terrors. Some examples of these results are presented by MarineInsight.com and analyzed below. It is noted that errors by carriers result in significant financial losses. There is a catch in freight handling and the carrier is held responsible. Another problem with the documentation, calculation, and planning is the miscalculation of freight rates. The error in this factor will cause damage related to the difference in the cost of the cargo, where the difference in rates would calculate the value of the negotiated cargo and the cargo delivered. Most importers, forwarders, and import agents have to declare the goods on their behalf to customs and calculate the taxes. The faulty release of the cargo is made when a freight forwarder releases the cargo to the wrong party due to the nature of the cargo issued. For example, the consignee can declare that he is delivering the freight because the cost of delivering the freight is higher than the value of the goods. This is a serious breach of contract for which the freight forwarder can be held liable. If you take the risks listed above, you can prove that you are responsible for the loss of your cargo and any damage caused by the incorrect release. As soon as you have submitted your bill of lading and the vehicle inspection report to your forwarding agency, you will receive a freight and vehicle inspection invoice from your forwarding agency. According to Neil Elbaum, one of the most common mistakes that many vehicle owners make is better to be safe than sorry. You may think it is unnecessary to get insurance cover when sending your car, but it can be. This is necessary if you are claiming your vehicle, but it is essential to keep it if you want to report any damage to the car that occurs during transport. So, all the things that can happen during the shipping period are in the hands of your car shipping company, and they are all in your hands.